Hello. So I picked some oracle cards for both the solstice as well as for the conjunction of Uranus and the North Node and Mars that I spoke about in the astrology report. And I am really blown away. So I don't choose cards looking at them. I do it the way we all do, which is I don't look and I allow them to kind of jump out. But if I were going to pick cards to describe what I have just said, these would have been them. So my intention in picking the cards is what additional information would be useful or healing for people, as well as anything that wants to be highlighted or said in a different way than what I said in the astrology forecast. That would really go directly into your hearts and consciousness in a way that would be deeply understood and felt. So the first card that I picked from the Mother Mary Oracle guidebook is about the solstice. And what came out was Our Lady of Promise. And she actually looks like an indigenous, this is the dark goddess, an indigenous looking woman. And what's amazing is that, you know, as I had spoken about, there's a lot of imagery and energy and archetypal forms coming in now that are associated with indigenous gods and goddesses and the quantum field. And so interesting that this card gets pulled, and it's Our Lady of Promise. I promise you new life. Whatever you release shall become sacred fertilizer for your new life. I promise that as you trust in me, the divine feminine, I will guide you to the fulfillment of your heart's destiny. Do not shy away from what I ask of you. As you trust in me, I will lead you through fear and doubt, from fatigue and struggle into boundless energy of compassion and passionate promise. I promise you new life. Let me ignite the passionate fire of your sacred heart so that you can burn with love and bring light to the world. The path of the devotee to the Divine Mother is not an easy one. We are asked, step by step, to surrender that which lies between us and the fulfillment of our heart and the well-being of all. That might sound wonderful, as the fulfillment of the heart is a beautiful goal. Yet we can be surprised at how much fear and doubt lies still within us, at how many inner obstacles we have created through beliefs that are not worthy, that we are not worthy or are not good enough, through our fear of failure or ridicule, through a gnawing fear that if we allow ourselves to be so different to others and so unique, so true to ourselves, then we may end up rejected, abandoned, and alone. We might struggle to let go of what no longer serves us, even if in our hearts we know it is time to let go. We may not be certain if we can bear the grief of letting go, or perhaps we are fearful of the uncertainty of life without which we have known by our side. The Divine Mother knows us and knows how to help us and support us through this. She invites us to receive her wisdom. She knows another way. Knows that the fulfillment of the heart brings into the world untold abundance, into rapture and divine connection, but also into great sadness and even righteous anger at times. She knows that these feelings, even if they appear on the surface to be negative or dark, can be essential fuel to help keep us going when we need extra energy. There will be times when we need that energy so as not to give up in despair about the state of the world, and instead choose to stay true and committed to our personal growth. In this way, we can bring more light to the world and help others find their way to do the same. She does not assure us a life of imbalanced light where there is no feeling other than happiness. She ensures us a life of honesty, nakedness, authenticity, and the energy, power, and passion which living in this way offers to us. She leads us into a life of making a positive contribution to the world in our own unique way, of being able to bear the passion and the pain of living as a divine human being and feeling empowered by it, inspired by it, and awestruck by life and its twists and turns. She promises us divine fulfillment. She promises us a life that leaves behind lies, big and small, and opens up a reality which will at first scramble the mind and then ignite the heart with unquenchable divine fire. She promises us not what we think we want, but what she knows we truly want, need, and deserve. She promises us that our trust in her will never be misplaced. At times when your life is pushing you beyond your limits, when you feel that you are breaking, your trust in her must become stronger. It will help you find her soothing presence like the light of a lighthouse cast across a dark thrashing ocean, caught up in a violent storm during the darkest night. Her promise to you is what makes the suffering of growth bearable. Whilst you let go of that which no longer supports you, though you may love it dearly still, as you await the peaceful resolution of the heart and become ready, willing, and capable of stepping into the freedom of the new cycle that awaits you. Her light is there, her promise. This oracle reminds you that no matter what is happening in your life right now or in the world right now, her promise of new life is what is really happening, and everything else is just a symptom of that. Have faith, trust her, and believe. Well, I kind of feel like I didn't need to do the astrology reading because that sums up all of the major energies of this solstice. So she has a healing process and affirmation. Close your eyes and place your hands together in your lap with the palms facing upwards and say this prayer. Holy Divine Mother, who loves me unconditionally, bless me with the promise of new life. I surrender into the process of transformation and change. I offer all of my suffering, all of the emotion and anxiety on the altar of that new life. May all of this be fuel for the process of rebirth. I trust you completely as you guide me lovingly to new life. May my inner eye always see you, so that no matter what appears to be, I know that I need fear not, that new life is awakening within me now. Gently focus on the palms of your hands and start to feel the weight of the spiritual gift resting in the palms of your hands. It is a pure golden egg of light. Imagine you can sense the smoothness of the shell and then sense the warmth. Inside the egg, a golden light begins to glow. And eventually, the egg cracks open at the top, radiating golden light upwards now. Imagine that you can gaze into that golden light. You may see a light or a beautiful creature or something ungainly. You may feel a certain feeling. You may see images of your future or symbols or colors. These are all signs of a new life awakening for you. Just be with whatever takes place for you. Imagine that the Divine Mother is standing before you, and you are both sending love from your hearts straight into that egg and its contents. When you are ready, gently imagine that egg moving into your heart, filled with golden light. Place your hands in prayer and finish your healing process with the following affirmation. I am being born anew. New life is awakening within me. I am letting go of the past, and the past is letting go of me. I am free to love and be loved, to be all that I can be. Holy Mother promises new life and is guiding me to fulfillment of my heart's destiny. Then I just asked for some clarifying cards. These are, and again, you can't make this up. What came up is 8 of Earth, which is about nurturance. The Earth Mama tends her garden with loving attention, skillfully nurturing the flowers in her care. Her responsible stewardship is a labor of love, bringing abundant reward and beauty in return. This sweet image illustrates the ease and joy in nurturing the earth's creation. Through self-respect and respect of life, it is easy to revere and care for all of life's creatures. Continue to let your heart be filled with love for yourself and others, nurturing your budding creations into beautiful, ripe manifestations in the world. And the other card that came up for the solstice is forgiveness. It's a fire card. A shining priestess with flaming heart and robes of roses holds her hands out to others in loving forgiveness. Her focus is turned inward, her passion for source radiating outward and blessing. She embodies the expansion of light offered from the heart to the world when all is forgiven and loved without limit. The power of forgiveness comes to you when it is time for you to examine your heart and find where you have been withholding love from yourself and from others. Forgiveness is essential now to let the loving light of the divine fill your heart. Let your ego and judgment of others go forever by opening to the absolution she represents. Let your world and your very DNA be transformed through the power of forgiveness, including, and I'm just saying this, forgiving yourself for all the ways that you have internalized that toxic old patriarchal structure that is dying within us and allowing for this new life to be reborn. And so in whatever ways that you've seen yourself acting in these old ways or harming yourself, judging yourself, not trusting, that use the energy of this incredible solstice, the power of the solstice, to let the waters of forgiveness wash through you. So then I pulled some cards for, specifically for the Uranian conjunction. And what I pulled here was another fire card, the Maiden of Revolution, which is really a description of Uranus, so that's amazing. The Maiden of Fire is the wild woman who burns through the status quo with the heart of fire. She releases the binds of the old and transmutes the mundane, outmoded form into the new earth. She is unattached to the past, bringing innovation and cutting-edge perspective. This revolutionary goddess of fire is here to assist you in the fiery release of all that shackles you to the past and outmoded forms. You are ready for her pure flame to ignite your passion, to ascend into frequency that you may change, heal, and express your untamed essence. She brings this revolutionary power of change to you, inviting you to step into your true radiance and shine the light for others. And then from the Mother Mary Oracle, Our Lady of Divine Presence. You have been preparing to receive this divine presence, opening your heart and clearing away past shame and doubt. You have been asking for the divine light to be here with you, and I tell you now, I am alive within you. Your wish to serve the world, to be blessed by my light so that you can assist others, is granted. As you open your heart and mind to me, your every touch becomes my touch. Your loving gaze holds the light of my own eyes within it. My grace lives in you, flowing through you into the heart of the world. There comes a time on our spiritual path when that which was once an idea or a philosophy is ready to become a lived experience. It can be a time of exhilaration and excitement as one begins to live by metaphysical principles, building reliance upon trust, prayer, and intuition, and the benevolent guidance and protection of unconditionally loving higher beings that are within you, as part of you, as you. It is the beginning of taking one's spiritual life beyond ideas and into a living, breathing reality. As this happens, the soul can relax into life and many opportunities open up. This happens repeatedly with increasing degrees throughout our life path. We soften and flow and open to more divine light and learn how to live with it and trust. While this is continuing to work in progress for us spiritually, there are milestones that we achieve which marks times when we are about to shift up a notch in our spiritual frequency. In such moments, we are becoming more capable of allowing divine presence to live within us, less obstructed by the workings of our ego. Once this can happen to a certain degree, healing can flow through us, whether we consider ourselves to be a healer or not. This healing energy has a constructive effect on our own life and the lives of those around us. This oracle comes to you in confirmation that you are opening up to living divine presence, and it is having an effect on you and your life and the world. Perhaps you are at a point in your life when a path is opening up and taking you in a different direction to what you expected. Perhaps you want to know if this is divinely orchestrated and should therefore be trusted and followed. Perhaps you are feeling emotional or physical ups and downs, which might be connected to your spiritual path as you release old emotional pain and new spiritual energy enters your mind and body. This may be happening because you have started practicing yoga or meditation, or spending more time in nature, or changing your lifestyle to become more loving and kind to yourself. Or perhaps you want to start doing some of these things. Our Lady of Divine Presence brings us an answer to all these questions. She appears at a time when we are receiving more and more of the living divine, and our bodies and our lives are changing as a result. The more we continue to surrender through trust, the more we can continue to unfold, and the more her grace is given permission to flow into us and through us. This benefits not only others, but also all of life, the earth, and us too. Our Lady of the Divine Presence also confirms that you are capable of bringing healthy healing energy into the world when you allow yourself to trust and open your heart. It just flows. If you are considering embarking upon a career as a healer or deepening your healing practice to bring in other modalities, such as energetic healing and sound healing and color healing, you are acknowledged as having the ability to do this, and divine support is doing so. If you are going through a healing process and feeling emotional intensity at times, she guides you to stay with your process and let the body shed old emotional pain to become more free. She confirms that the life changes that are happening for you, and that I will say are happening in your world right now or will be happening soon, are a result of spiritual growth and are to be trusted and accepted no matter what it brings. Finally, if you have been connecting with guidance and wondering if it is genuine guidance, you're encouraged to continually allow that guidance and know that it is based in unconditional love, and to trust that yes, you can consciously receive such guidance. Tune into your heart and trust, and ask that it come from a place of unconditional love. So then I ask for what is the... So I'm going to stop there and just say, for me, this is amazing because it's just another way of expressing the astrological energies of this season about letting go, trusting, allowing in the new, allowing in the divine to unfold. Anyway, may this light your heart, may this ease you, may this support you into enthusiastically embracing this season of light. Aho.